Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Maharal, Sefer HaGvuros. We're in the Akdama Rishayna. Shabbos V'chai Rechev V'fega Bas. Michal Yudis Bas, yeah. The first parak of Chagiga we see in the Mishnah. Yid Aleph on the base. Ein Darshan Barayas B'Shloshi. And Aleph Darshan Barayas, the parasha Barayas, three people. Oveh Maisa Vereishis B'Shnayim. L'Shnayim. Gemara actually there says about Arayas. Soida Arayas. Lo ma'aseh bereishis l'shnayim, na'aleh darshan ma'aseh bereishis t'tuv, lo merkava liyachid, and not merkava the ma'aseh merkava to one person. Peir l'shel l'shloshid v'ron, what do these three things mean? We're studying chazara now quickly on what we learned the previous year. Harishin shem yisbaruch metziyusim moved on mikol nimtzayim v'ein lo ishtatfus imayim. So God is alone. God is no ishtatfus. God isn't with us. God is beyond this world. And that's when you learn the ma'aseh merkava, the learning has to reflect The Metzius is of the Merkava, that Hashem is beyond this world. So too, when you learn the Ma'aseh Merkava, it's not going to be with anybody else, to symbolize that it's beyond this world. Hasheni, number two, Shehu Yisbaruch HaHimtzi Kol Shara Nimtzayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. That's the Ma'aseh Bereishis. He was Mamsi other Nimtzayim, and the Maharal is going to explain why it's in Aleh Darshan with two, only to one. And Hashlishi, Shem Sudar Mito B'Seder Shalem. They're Mesudar from Hashem. They're organized by Hashem, and that's Arayas. And that is the Seder that Reuven goes with Rachel, Shimon goes with Leah, and Levi doesn't go with Brindle. You have to know who goes with who. That's the Seder. So, and that's going to be... now that I do that with Darshan to three, only with two, because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Motzi the Seder, and then there's the two people he's Mesader, that he organizes. So that's going to be three altogether. Therefore, Ein Darshan Rais to the Shalisha, besides the Darshan, it's going to be four. So it's no good. Rather, it has to be three. The one who's Motzi Lepal, the Darshan, and then the other two people. So that's Kafi, that reflects the reality of the Arayas. Kimashim Siyos and Shuot Tosim before Dabar from the Atzma. So, Lehotzi Lepal is one thing. That Hashem was beside them, that's something independent. Because when someone builds a house, first he is misader it in his seichel, and then he's motzi lepoel. So that's going to be that's the halacha. And that's again based on reality. So first this is Seder, and then there was Hotzal Lepoel. And that's why Hashem looked in the Torah, and he created the world. And Seder is symbolized by the Arayas, and the Hotzal Lepoel is the Maisa Abriya. Because, yes, they have three names here. Kel Elohim and Hashem, Shem Havaya. Keshem Yuchad Hashem Etzim, you have the proper name of Hashem, which is Shem Havaya. That's Marshu Nivdal Mikol HaNimtzayim, that he's separate from all the Nimtzayim. That's beyond this world. That's the Merkava. That's the name that reflects the Ma'aseh Merkava. That gives kiyum to all of the Nimtzayim. It gives them existence. V'shem Elokim Paul HaNimtzayim Kulam. And then the Shem Elokim, that he created everything. So the Bria, the Hotzal Lepoel, is Shem Elokim. And then there's the Shem Kel. That's Seder HaNimtzayim Kulam. So first you have the Seder, first you have the Tochnit. That's the first name in the Pasuk, Kel. That's the Seder HaNimtzayim Kulam, Brias and Bedin. The Bria was Bedin, the Seder called the name B'Chesed. But the Seder, so the Bria was Bedin, which is Shem Elokim. And the Seder is with Chesed, which is Hashem U'Chesed. And that's the Shem of Chesed, which is Kel. And that again reflects the Arayos, which is the Seder HaNimtzayim Kulam. Kel is Sidur, with Chesed. Elokim is the Etzem HaBria, which is Bedin. And then Shem Havaya, which is the Ma'aseh Merkava, which is beyond this world. Supposed to Elokim, which is Ma'aseh Bereishis, and Kel, which is the Parsha of Arayis. V'zeshar melo merkava liyachid, ki ha-merkava moir shu yisbarach nevo mekol ha-mitzayim. And that's what it means. You don't dash in the merkava biyachid, because the merkava shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separate from everything that exists. Ki kol roichev v'mashu roichev alav, u'nivdol min asher roichev alav. because when you ride on something, you're separate from it. Kolina Merkava Asaga Morshu is Baruch Nivdol Mekolin Utsoyim Vecho Rocha Valeim Umanik. And only in the Merkava, the Asaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separate from all the Utsoyim and how he rides upon them and leads them, gives Eshu Nivdol Me Umanikos, and by being separate from them, he leads them. Kama Roche Bamanik Asher Roche Valab, like the rider that leads, and so too the Neshama Sheva Adam. It's Nivdelis Megu if it's separate and it leads, it guides. And this shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no Ishtatfus with us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond us. Okay, so that's basically where we got to in the previous year. And that's biyachid. You don't need a darshan that to a yachid because it symbolizes that it's beyond this world. When you talk about Maisa Bereshis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mamsi the world, and how they came out to being. Until Vayichulu, the glory of God is to hide things. So from Vayichulu and on, it's not talking about how they came from Hashem, but the Todos. Ela Todos Shemayim Baretz. So after Maaseh Bereishis, there's their Tolados. So the Vayichulu is talking about the Bria. And then beyond that, we talk about the Todos. What came from the Bria. As Rabbeinu writes in the Derech Chaim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Ches, Hinei Adu Ki Achar Maaseh Bereishis Ksiv Ela Todos Shemayim Baretz Bihi Bolam, Shevelosim Todos V'Zev Adavar Zein Bifnei Atzma. In other words, until Vayichulu, we're talking about the Briyas Yesh Me'ayin, because Baruch Hu was Motzi, the Nimtzayim Eher Der Mukhlat. And then Vayichulu and onwards, we're talking about the Briyas of Yesh Me'yesh, Sheyetzias HaTodos Zeh Mizeh. And here you're allowed to darshan. When we're talking about the Bria, it says that you're allowed to darshan the Bria, not b'shnayim, but b'echad. So since the Chachma of Maaseh Bereishis is Yetziyasim L'Po'al, how they were created, and that relates to others. In other words, it's not like the Merkava where Hashem is beyond this world, but it's rather Hashem relating to this world. Therefore, when you darshan, you can darshan it to another person, also relating to this world, relating to someone else. So just like you have Dvarim Shebichsav, you're now allowed to write, you're now allowed to do Baal Peh, you're now Dvarim Shebichsav, you're now allowed to do Bichsav, because that's how it was given to Moshe, so too that's how we have to learn it, so too here. As it was given, as it was done, that's how we have to learn it. So Merkava was done without anybody else, so alone, Hashem does it alone. He has to be darshan alone. The Maaseh Bereishis, which was given to others, that's darshan to someone else, be'echad, because magiel zulaso, and therefore you're allowed to darshan to one other person. And then you have v'arayas mutar lidrash l'shnayim, and arayas you're allowed to darshan to two people, not to three. So what is arayis? Arayis is the secret of the arayis. So in the Gemara it says, "Ein doshim b'sisra arayis l'shloisha." Rashi says, "Sisra arayis or she'en on the furashis." The things that are learned from a drasha. However, the Maral learns that Soda Arayis is Seder HaMetzius V'chiburam Zeim Zeh. So Soda Arayis Tola B'sidu Anem Soim V'schaber Zeim Zeh V'sracha Kam Zeh Mizeh. So Soda Arayis is the Seder of the Nimtzayim. How we're organized. He goes with her. She goes with him. That's the Sod. With his wisdom, he organized with his wisdom that he's also with her, and she's usher with him. Like the seder that Hashem was misader, that is with wisdom. Seder has to be with two things. With one thing, there's such thing as seder. You don't make order with one thing, you make order with two things. And therefore, here we're making order. So, Doshin Barayas, Lishnaim, and therefore, you Darshin your Arayas, Darshin the Parashah Arayas to two people. And that's how you're making the Seder. Kol Seder has to be at least two things. And that's what we're doing over here. We're Misadir the, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misadir the Arayas. Who goes with who? And the Mela, it can be Darshin with two people. And then there's the Doresh HaShlishi. Yachas HaDoresh to the two people listening are like the Yachas of Hashem. Hashem is Mesader, these two people. For yes or for no, for heter or for iser. So too, the Darshan is also Mesader. Kiroshi Alima Kefi Alami. Shia Chochma Atzma. שאם הלמד שהוא החוכמה מספשת, כך הלימוד מספשת גם כן, לפרסם או ישראל. So as we explained, the learning expresses the metzias. Ki roishi alimud kafi alami. The learning should be as it is learned from, as the metzias is learned from, which is the chachma itself. So if the chachma itself spreads out, the limud should also spread out in the same way to be mifarsim. So again, Torah shebichsav was given bichsav, so it has to be taught bichsav. Baal peh was given baal peh, so it's also taught baal peh. So divrei Torah are divrei Elokim Chayim. That's separate from a chamri stick a person. The more chamri a person is, the more physical he is, the less shaychus he has to Torah. The more sichli, the more ruchni he is, the more shaychus he has to Torah. You have to have a hachana for Torah. As a derech hayichida leklot divrei Torah, he kasher adam mamidet atzmo b'madrega doma ledivrei Torah atzman. You want to you have to mamid yourself as the Divrei Torah. So the Maisa Merkava was with done alone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also alone. The learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu was done alone. So it's learned alone. So if somebody learns Maisa Merkava with somebody else, he leaves them the penimius of the Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava is just Hashem. So it has to be done, it has to be learned like it was given as the Metzias. It says in the Gemara and Megillah about the Maisa Merkava 24b, Ba'avnasa the Liba Talia Milsa. It's Talui in the Lev. V'chein Maaseh Merkava ino magia lechlal dibur bepe lezulato. It's in the heart. And the male, you can't darshan it to other people. It has to remain in the heart. When you learn the parasha of the karbanos, it's like you're bringing the carbon. As the Maral explains, that the carbon is iskarvus l'Hashem, so too the limud is iskarvus l'Hashem. So too, when you're Oisek in the Torah's Maisa Merkavos, it's like you're becoming a Merkavala for Hashem. Like we see in the Gemara in Chagiga, when they were learning the Maisa Merkava, it says about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Udarshan in Maisa Merkava. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gives him a kiss, and he says that Atano Doiresh v'no Mekayim. You darshan in Iceland, you're Mekayim. So you see that the limit of the Maisa Merkava is a kiyum. Like Maran Rosh Yeshiva writes in the Sefer Zikaron, Baal Pachat Yitzchak, page 352. Chazina de Gamma Maisim Merkava Shaykh Noam Mekayim. We see that in the Maisim Merkava, Noam Mekayim is also Shaykh. Ubepshutoi, Hakavanai de Dimu Itzura Lyoitzura. We follow in the ways of Hashem. It's like He's a certain way, we're also a certain way. He's Nivdo, we also have to be Nivdo. Okay, so that's awesome. That's what he means when he says that the learning has to be like what it's being learned from. And if the Lamed, which is the Chachma, spreads, so too the Limud is also going to spread. So you have to do it like the learning. So the Mela, like what you're learning from. So the Maisa Merkava, Hashem did it alone, so you learn it alone. The Maisa Bereshis was to one other, to others, it relates to another. So Mamela, we darshan it to one person. And Arayas is a Seder, so it's Hashem being Mesader, therefore there's one darshan and two people listening. Vod b'mashe Arayas kulam israchel kus mitavr she'en roya chibur v'yenem tzayim oimdim b'chukam b'gvulam sh'nas lam Hashem yisbarach lehem b'lakach nikroi ma'ayas chok v'chsibes chukoy say tishmoiru gabi Arayas. Arayas are also called a chok. What's a chok? A chok is a law that it stays within its boundaries. That's what arayas are. Why do we darshan arayas to shnayim? Till now we said arayas is seder hanim tzayim and it's seder l'chayiv shnayim. And now Rabbeinu is saying that arayas is chok hanim tzayim. And it's more close to the world than it is to Hashem. And since it's closer to the world, you don't have to hide it so much. You can still darshan it to two people. So it's called a chok. As chukoh say tishmor gabe arayis. V'zeo soda arayis. Ki Hashem yizbarach himtzi anintzayim. V'nasan lem chok. V'lo yatsu mechukam. V'zeo koilo kol in avroim sheish lem chok sheish meruchukam. Arayis, so the soda arayis is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything. And made laws, and they're not allowed to go out of their laws, they're not allowed to go out of their boundaries. And everyone is like that. Everybody has to follow their chok. Their laws. Even the behemoths, Rashi Breshis Chasyutes, Kabbalah Leim Amanas Li Dabik Beminam. They have to be Dabik at their own men. They also can't do a rise. That's their chok. Arayas is a chibur. What's not roy, that's yitziyam and a chok. Rashi writes on mitzachek, Bereishis 21:9, loshen gilui arayas, litzachek vi. And Rabbeinu writes in the Gurari, Perik Chofal of Oizches, Hatzchok u dover sheno kemenig mitzias. Kilkach nekran tzchok. Dover built a mitzias. It's not a mitzias, it's a tzchok. And it's yoytze men aseder. That's why tzchok is gila arayis. Because gila arayis is yitziya min aseda. And the pasuk vayikra alokim es shem benoah avnoah lo yitzchok. Chamim say, yotza choyk lo oilam. So tzchok has within it the word choyk. Yitzchok, yotza choyk. So the word tzchok has in it the word choyk. It's yitziya min achoyk. So arayis is called a choyk. And Gili Arayis is called Tzchoik. It's Yitzia Min Achoik. Mechal, the word when someone laughs, you usually laugh at something that's abnormal, that's irregular. That's the Tzchoik, Yitzia Min Achoik. Fika Chinyan Arayis, Yoser Karav Ala Oilam, Bamashu Choikan and Tzayim. The chok of arayus is putting everyone in their own gvul, in their own tchum. Because this whole inyan of arayis is what's right for the world. But we have our own rules. We have to keep these rules. So it's yotzer karav el ha'olam, and therefore it could be dashed into others. Unlike Merkava, and even my separations is only to one person, but this is even to two. Because this is yotzer karav el ha'olam. First there's the Merkava, which shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separate completely from all of creation. There's no piercing, because it's beyond this world. In the previous Hesber, Rabbeinu explained that since the Merkava shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nivdol Mikol HaNimtzayim, separate from everything that's created, therefore you also have to be separate. Don't teach it to anybody else. But here Rabbeinu has explained that since the Merkava is only Shaykh to Hashem, therefore it's not Shaykh to the Tachtonim at all, which is only in this world, which is those that exist in this world. And there shouldn't be a piercing what's not Shaykh to this world. And that's the diuk of the Rabbeinu's Lashon. In the previous Hesber, he writes, Hashem is separate from all the Nimtzayim. Here Rabbeinu writes, Shu Yisbarach Nivdol Min HaNimtzayim Legamre, and he adds, Shehu Yisbarach Nivdol Min HaOlam. So in other words, this Nivdol Min HaOlam shows that it's a different Hesber than the first Hesber. The Merkava is only Shaykh to Hashem. Not only that Hashem is Nivdol, not only is the Merkava show that Hashem is Nivdol from the Nimtzayim, it's not only a matter of being separate, it's a matter of the Merkava being Shaykh only to Hashem. So sometimes you can have something that's separate but still shaykh to you on some level. And here we're saying it's not only separate from man, but it's also not shaykh to man. It's only shaykh to Hashem. When Bnei Saga Zos b'mashu yizbarach nivdal min ha'oila shuv ha'echad hu ha'melkava b'mashu yizbarach nivdal min ha'nimtzim legamrei. Hashem is nivdal. Bnei Saga Zos b'mashu yizbarach nivdal min ha'oilam. Because it's only Shaykh to Hashem. Hashem is completely Nivdol. And the Merkava is, and Hashem is Nivdol, and the Merkava is Nivdol. Shehu Yisbarach Nivdol Min HaNimtzayim Legamrei, Shehu Yisbarach Nivdol Min HaOlam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is completely separate from the world. And like the second Hezber, Rabbeinu writes in the Beragol, the Berach HaMishi, Amr Perak Beis Lechei Yanshu Maisim Rekava B'yachid, Perash HaMishni Ki Maisim Rekava Hainu HaChochma HaMagas El Shem Yisbarach Ba'atzmai, Ki HaMakava Hu Shekvod Yisbarach Aleim, Mochayis HaKodesh, Bnei Malas HaChochma Azoz, So here he doesn't say that Hashem is Nivdol Mikol HaNimtzayim. Just HaChochma Magas El Hashem Yisbarach Ba'atzmai V'meruchak Min HaOlam. And he also there doesn't mention that a person who learns the Ma'aseh Merkava should learn that there's only Yediyah for himself, like he writes earlier. He just writes Roy LaHastir Yoyser. It's Roy to hide it. But it shouldn't be misparsing in the world. So again, according to the first Hesber, it's that Hashem is Nivdal. And according to the second Hesber, Hashem is separate from the world. Merkava is separate from the world. And therefore, when you learn it, don't learn with anybody else. And here it's saying that it's only Shaykh to Hashem. This Chachma is only Shaykh to Hashem. Like Rabbeinu writes in the Be'er HaGoyla. HaChachma Magas El Hashem Yisbarach Ba'atzma. Not only that he's Nivdal, but that it's only Shaykh to him. And therefore, Roy Lahastil Yosei. It's right to hide it. Umaisa Bereish Shi Yitzias Oilem Lepo Amen Hashem Yisbarach U'madrega Yosei Nereb Oilem Doshim Lechad U'lishnayim Aser. Shrein Maisa Bereishis Rak Masha Hotzi Lepol and Evroim. And Maisa Bereishis is the Yitzias Olam, Lepoyal, the creation of the world. That's more evident in the world, that Darshim Le'echad Benat Shnayim. Because Maisa Bereishis, Rak Masha Hotzi Lepol and Evroim. So Maisa Bereishit is a middle stage between Maisa Merkav and the Arayas. It's Nira Le'olam, Aval Einu Nogel the Seder Anim Tzayim, just to the Bria, but not to the Seder. Therefore, Doroshin Lechad L'Shnayim Aser. So in the previous Hezber, he writes, Mipnei Shachach Mishal Maisa Bereshis Yitziyasim L'Pol V'Nimtz Hashem Yizbaruch L'Zulasoy Sherei Him Tziyosam U'Bin Zembut L'Dur Shachach Ma'Magiel Zulasoy. So this Chachma of Maisa Bereshis goes to someone else, and therefore you're allowed to darshan it to a Yachid. So Madgish She'en Maisa Bereshis Chachma Nivdelis. It's not separate. Rather, it's Chachma that goes to the Nimtzayim. And here he emphasizes Rabbeinu, Madrega Yoiser Nira Ba'olam. It's Shaykh B'mida Mesuyemet La'olam. It's not Bildi L'Hashem Levad. And so to the Be'er HaGoyla, Ma'isa B'reish Zibriya Solamo, She's Baruch Paul Ba'atzmo, Madrega L'mata Mizeh, V'kachu B'shnaim, She'b'shnaim Yesh Ledon, She'sh Anakad Sham, She'b'shlav Ha'b'naim, She'sh B'ma'isa B'reishis. Me'chad Giso Briya Solamo, Ava Me'idach Giso Hu Yizbaruch Paul Ba'atzmo. Zeke has Beiro Hasheni. So Maisa Bereishis Hu Briyas Olamo. So it has Shaychus to this world, but it's Hashem alone. Hu Paul Ba'atzmo. Shehu Yisbarach Paul Ba'atzma. And he's not Talui in others. So that's what it means. Ma'isa Bereishis Hu Briyas Olamo. Because that's a madrega, like we says over here. A madrega yoser nira ba'olam. That it's shayach to this world. It's not only to Hashem. These are subtle differences. In the first and the second Hezber. In the first Hezber, the Rites of Bereshis is a Chachma that's separate from the Nimtzayim. It's not a Chachma that's separate from the Nimtzayim. It reaches the Nimtzayim. Comes to us, this Chachma. And here he says that it's Madrega Yoser Nira Ba'olam. Not only does the Chachma come to us, but it's Shayach to this world. It's not only to Hashem. Again, Ma'isa Bereshis Hu Briyas Olamo Shu Yizbarach Paul Ba'atzmo. So Hashem did it all alone. But it's shaykh to this, it's creation of our world, as he writes in the Be'er HaGoyla. Ma'isa Bereishis Hu Yitzias Ha'olam Lepo'al Men Hashem Yizbarach V'Madrega Yosei Nira Ba'olam Darshim Le'echad. So this is more evident in the world. The Ma'isa Bereishis is something that's shaykh to this world. Therefore, you darshan it to one person, it's like that symbolizes that it's shaykh to this world, so you darshan it to somebody else. Aval ha'arayis shuchok ha'nimtzayim atzmam. So let's say the royal madrega od yoser shenitla v'nimtzayim atzmam. So this is more. Before he said who is brought Paul ba'atzmam. That's the ma'ase vereshis. So that's a shlav beinayim between ma'ase merkava and arayis. But arayis is the most shaykh to this world. That's making seder in this world. Who yoser korav al olam. And therefore l'shnayim mutter u'l'shlosha aser. To two it's mutter and to three it's aser. It's allowed to two because it's more carved to the world. לפיכך יש עשר התואר גם כן בדבר הזה, כמו שמפאר שם, שמידו של שלושה מתוך שרב מסביר דבר לאחד, דבר של להסתיר בעצם, אם אחד יסו ביטן החובר בניין של מסתר כמואל, שנפרש ומדל מבני אדם, יבוא לטוס, אחר שהשג הזה עושה בדבר שנבדל מן העולם עצמו, ודבר זה ברור. So he writes over here that Kvar Amarnu, we already said, he called Dover Kazesh, who Nivdal Min Olam, Atzmo, Achari Matzo, Bachar Shesidur Hashem Yisbarach. So this is Nivdal Min Olam. Where did he say that this is a Dover that's Nivdal Min Olam? Why is a Rayus Nivdal Min Olam? Achar himatzai. Achas is shesidur Hashem yizbarach. Where did he say that it's separate from the world? After it was created and after Hashem was misander it. He writes this about Maisa Bereshis. Vav shesecho masi dvar min ha'alamim. Yikol makom dover shum nivdol min ha'adam legamri rosh le'esagasa. But we don't have a sug in the creation of this world. So in the how the world was created, the Vayechula, we don't have a Sagan. Where does he say that about we don't have a Sagan Arayas? So, in Parad Yitzchak, Mamar Parad Yitzchak on Pesach, in Maimer Pei Aleph, Rosh Hashiva Zatzal explains beautifully that we think Tznius is because it's something dirty, so we don't talk about it. It's Pachus, but he says it's not true. Tznius is very holy. Kvod Elokim Hasder Dover, the creation of the world, Vayechula, was hidden. Just like the creation of the world is hidden until Vayechula, the Medrash says we have to hide it. So too in Yanei Tznius, you have to hide. So therefore, Arayus is also Nivdol Min Olam, something hidden. It's like Shasa Yitzira. Shasa Yitzira, we don't talk about. Time of creation, that's the Inyan of Tznius, not talking about the creation. So since this is something hidden, people are liable to make a mistake. Like the Gemara says in Chagiga, that one of the, if there are three people listening, then one of the Talmidim is going to ask the Rav a Shaila, and the other two are going to be talking about it, analyzing what the Rav said. And Mimela, they're going to miss out, because mistakes are going to be made. Therefore, you can't do it with three. There has to be only two. If you dash in with two, then they're going to be listening to the Rav, and everything's going to be understood. But if there are three, then mistakes are going to be made, because the two people are going to give and take, and the third boy is going to be asking the Rav, and mistakes are going to be made, and this is something hidden. It's a Davar Nistar. Therefore, they're liable to come to a toast. And again, it's a Davar Nistar because it's Shasa Yitzira. Kvoid Elokim Haster Davar, we hide the Shasa Yitzira. We don't dash in the Maisa Bereshis to more than one. So we also don't dash in this to more than two. But this is also Shasa Yitzira, it's also Shasa Maisa Bereshis. Okay, we still have obviously tons and tons and tons more to say. Today we learned some very deep inyanim, and hopefully we'll be zochah to continue. Simcha v'tuv lev of Merov Kol. When you stand by the Merkava is biyachid, ein dorshin liyachid, just by yourself, because that's not shaykh to this world b'chlal. Hashem is completely nivdol. Chachma is only shaykh to Hashem. Therefore, it's only be'uvnus of the libatali milsa. It only has to be in your heart. That's the ma'isa merkava. And then vayter arayis bereishis is to one person. It's atzel apoal to zulaso to others or to one other. But it's still kvod elokim haster davar. It's not to everybody. It's only to one person. And then arayis is to two, because that's also shasi yitzir. There can't be too many people. It's all lutos. But to two people, yes, because that's the Seder Hanimtsayim. That's the order that Hashem put in creation. Who is permitted to who? And it's more shaykh to this world. It's a chok of this world. And therefore, l'shnayim mutter. It's a chok. That's the boundaries that we have to make for ourselves. Okay, Bezalat Hashem, Anachnu Eskeve Lamshich. Thank you so much for listening. We'll continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.